63.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting there. Love that tune.
Have we started?
Yeah.
Hey Mitch.
Hi Dan.
Long time coming. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Sorry I tuned out for a bit.
I had about every single piece of technical thing go wrong, including the fact that I'm about to run out of battery in my laptop.
Oh, can I have here, the power? Here, let me juice you up. There you go. Oh, yeah.
That's the last time we eat before we do the show.
So that was long time coming, finally played, Peter Bjorn and John. Which I hear that the Nordics are totally sick of.
Yeah.
We apologize to our Nordic fans.
I got some friends in Stockholm, and they're like, "Oh, you like that song?"
What would be the equivalent? Maybe. Oh, I bet, you know what?
I mean, it's like pop music.
I guess so. I bet it's kind of like the Spin Doctors' Two Princes to them. You know, you remember that track? Yeah, one, two.
Yeah,
that one. I won't even bother singing
it. The Spin Doctors. So where do you mention that? Because I was thinking about that like yesterday. For some
really?
Time. Yeah.
That song takes me back.
Yeah. But you know, like pop music sounds good.
Yeah. It's pop because...
That's why everyone likes it.
It's popular.
And here we talk about that again. So, anyways, what else we got on the deck for today?
We have a lot of good stuff. We're having a little renaissance.
I feel like we have a good set of music today. Maybe we should just get on with it.
Let's just get on with it.
Don't you have some...
Kick it to him. Are we going to play the Philip Roebuck?
Why don't we play Philip Roebuck?
Let's play Philip Roebuck.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
That's good.
I dig that one so much.
Reminds me of, obviously it sounds, raw like White Stripes, but it's a different vibe. I mean, it's the same sound. But
it's another one-man band, because before we played, like several shows ago, we played Jawbone.
Yeah, that's right.
Another one-man band. And you'd think, what can you do as a one-man band? But they're completely different vibes, feels, and everything.
Yeah. You don't have to have a wall of sound in order to have good tune.
No kidding. And you just really hear it in his voice. He's awesome. That was Philip Roebuck, born in Norfolk, Virginia.
Nice.
Now living out in New York. He actually played in subways. That's how he got into what he does, just by evolving his subway show.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I love him. And all his songs are for free on MySpace, which is sweet.
And there, And there you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why he's on our show.
That's one of the ones I was really stoked to bring to people today.
Because we got some good shit.
And we love y'all.
What? It's that sound. I have to get this thing fixed.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to cost... Hello? It's going to cost me £100 to get this thing fixed.
Maybe we should take up a collection. Maybe we should start a one-man band down in the tube.
We could put a little pledge drive.
A little PayPal donate now. A little PayPal donate, because everyone uses those. Have you ever donated to anything?
I'm just going to listen to another podcast, dude.
Exactly. Is there one that you think you should have donated to, but you haven't?
One.
Well, I personally feel guilty for never donating to the Pirate Bay. Like, I feel like I should donate to the Pirate Bay.
Oh, yeah.
But I never have, of course.
Why not, Dan? Donate to the Pirate Bay. God.
Not even when they had that chance to buy Sealand and build their own country and live a tax-free, law-free life.
Did we talk about that on the show?
Yeah, I think we did a little bit. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
It seems to have died now, though. I have a feeling like some...
Did they decide not to do Sealand?
Well, you just don't... Yeah, Sealand. They just don't seem to talk about it anymore on the website.
Yeah.
I bet some nefarious organization has raised way more cash than their freeloading fans could possibly raise.
Someone, you know, because they're like, well, if I was going to spend that kind of money, I'd just buy it legally.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Speaking of buying things legally, I think Philip Roebuck might be the first artist I actually go out and buy every album of.
Yeah.
I haven't bought a CD in ages.
Yeah.
I just go see shows really and download stuff to know what to see. But Philip's inspired me.
I haven't bought an album in a while either. No, I did. I got the new Kings of Leon album.
Oh.
Which I can't stop listening to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Did I give it to you? Do you have it?
No, but
do you have a copy of it?
Jamie in our studio plays Kings of Leon regularly.
Yeah. Yeah. The new album?
I don't know what the new one is or not. It's all kind of new to me. I only recently got into them like a few months ago, actually.
This one's like a mellow to hear. I'm going to play a new Kings of Leon track. This is like a mellower tune off the album,
mm-hmm.
but I love it. And the lyrics, you know, they're good lyrics. They're good. These particular lyrics, they strike home. We'll see what you think.
Well,
I love that track, dude.
That was terrific.
It's all about feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it with that one. There's a real sense, there's a real delicate touch on that song.
It's not like they were doing like some heavy songwriting there. It was just like, they just like got in the zone and were like, this is how it goes.
Yep. That was terrific, man. Good find.
I think it's hard to do a song like that, to do like with only... with no change, with almost no changes. Yeah. There was one small refrain.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is all just like dynamics.
It's a vibe and his voice and sort of what you're hearing in his voice. And there's so much subtext that comes from
it. It's like it's really good. It's pretty impressive. The rest of the albums is a lot more rocking than that, but I just happen to like that one. The drummer got, I don't know if maybe they got a new drummer. No, they couldn't have got a new drummer because it's three brothers and a cousin from Tennessee.
And Leon is their dad. So it's the dad of the three brothers. So it's like the Kings of Leon. I don't know. It's interesting. They're interesting. It's their third album, and I think it's their best one.
Definitely. So, brilliant.
Yeah. So, anyways, we got some comments on the website. Have you been reading?
Yeah, I've been checking in a little bit.
We got Travis says Bridgeport is right near me. Ghetto. There are much better places in Connecticut.
Oh yeah. I was thinking Nevada though. Bridgeport, Nevada.
So take that, Travis. We're talking about Nevada.
Yeah, sucker.
These are all responses to shows.
But I didn't know Bridgeport, Connecticut sucked. You hear? I thought everything in Connecticut was picturesque with a lot of maple Lovely. Fallen, you know, leaves like and autumn and
couldn't get any nicer.
Perpetual autumn, right? Yeah. In Connecticut, with covered bridges and
Angela. We live in Connecticut.
I don't get it.
Who's the boss? Come on.
Oh, right. Right.
That was my Tony Danza.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to think that because I didn't love Who's the Boss, but you know, it was just sort Good. Of, it was always on whenever you were turning.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about Alyssa Milano?
Well, yeah. That was,
I want to know. What were you going to say?
I loved her.
Yeah. I did too. I almost considered buying her Teen Steam workout video. I was so into her.
Well, she was like, you know,
I still remember the anthem from that video.
She was like, you know, when I was in fourth grade, she represented like the hot sixth grade girl. You know, she's just a little bit older than us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyways. And also I used to think that Elton John was singing about Tony Danza, and then later I found out he was singing about Tiny Dancer.
Oh, Jesus. The song about Tony Danza probably would have been good too. Elton John can write magic no matter what the topic.
Hold me close, my Tony Danza. Yeah. Anyways, so Rory says, hey there, fellas, another great one. I listened to that John Wayne track a couple of times and thought it was just great. The words were hilarious.
That is a good track.
Quote, I had to jerk off the dog to feed the dang cat. Unquote.
Nasty. One of the best country lines ever written.
That is awful.
That's a tale of woe right there.
It's gross too, because right next to the quote are all these pictures of cats. I don't know why that happened this week.
Oh, yeah, on the website. Yeah. I forgot. You must have done something about
I didn't mean to.
Cleopatra.
That was, yeah. And then he says, I was thinking what you were discussing around the male psyche and how it undergoes a metamorphosis when traveling alone. I do a fair amount of traveling in my work, and it is quite strange how all reason goes out the window, especially around eating habits.
Definitely.
All I eat is burgers and pizza, drink Guinness, and smoke like a sailor. I put it down to that sense of freedom with the missus and the need to feel as though we are students again with no responsibility. All we need now is a travel bag, a gaming console, and an understanding boss. I think Kiwi Andy's idea is pretty great. I would be keen. And I think he's saying that in reference to Kiwi Andy's first
statement. About pictures of where people listen to the show.
Yeah, he says, hey guys, the Simple Kid track has really grown on me after a couple listens. Nice pick. On the subject of posting pics, I thought what might be cool is if people posted a pic of their surroundings while listening to the show. For example, I'll try to get a pic on the bus where I usually listen. The idea was inspired by this pic on your MySpace page. And then he posts a little
pic of the old flat, yeah. Your old flat.
And then he says, I thought it was nice to see where the magic happens and that it might be cool for you guys to see where the show is listened to. And I think that's great. Instead of me just picking random Flickr photos, I can actually focus in on a keyword. So if any of you guys have a Flickr account, just upload your photos to Flickr and then use the keyword Notes Underground, and then it'll just automatically show up on the site, and I can just leave it set like that. That's also another way for you guys to like post photos to the site.
Yeah, or for us.
Right.
I hadn't even thought of doing that.
Yeah.
Great.
So I'll just leave it set on Notes Underground as a keyword, and then anything that is posted with that keyword will show up. Cool.
Neat. This could be dangerous.
We've got a system here, guys. All right. Let's go. Go team. Neat.
That was meat?
Neat, no.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, neat.
That was neat.
Robbers on High Street.
Robbers on High Street.
Yeah.
They sound like a British band.
Coming out of New York City.
Huh! They had me fooled.
Yeah.
Robbers on High Street.
Well,
not the High Street.
Just High Street.
You see, the moment you place an article in front of it, it immediately becomes
robbers,
British.
Robbers
on the High Street.
They say robbers.
Burglars.
Yeah, they would say burglars.
Burglars.
There aren't robbers.
There aren't robbers. You don't get robbed, you get burgled.
We've been burgled. That sounds like someone threw bagels at your
exactly.
house.
Exactly. It just doesn't feel right. It's like a game. It's like Twister or something.
You've been burgled.
Yeah.
You sunk my battleship. So.
Well, I like that. Where'd you find that one?
Actually, I've had my eye on them for a couple of years. They sound kind of like Spoon, don't you think?
I don't know for sure. I don't know enough Spoon.
Yeah, it's good. Sort of classic rock. I like it. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think we've been picking, not to pat ourselves on the back too much, some freaking hot tracks in the last few shows.
Damn good music.
Damn good.
Yeah.
I don't know what's come over us.
Are you guys telling your friends about this show? Because it is red hot.
I've been revisiting more of the bands we've been playing in the last five shows than ever before.
And it's totally rocking.
Yeah.
Every show.
And you're looking good today, Mitch. I mean, real good.
Thanks, Dan. You too. And your voice sounds great.
And you look like you're just feeling awesome. Let's get awesome some more.
My dad's coming tomorrow.
Oh, that's why.
That's why. So I got a smile on
you. You got
my
that
face.
Dad coming tomorrow sheen about you.
Oh, is that what it is?
I thought you'd just been dyeing your hair and working out or something, but nope, dad's coming tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Go away, go away, go away, come on, stop. Still there. Okay.
Everybody can breathe now.
Email here from Jamie G.
Hey, Jamie.
She's talking about she saw Harry and the Potters.
Sweet. Give us the full report.
She said they played at the first annual Philadelphia Book Fest right outside the Philly Library. So they didn't play in the library, but it was close enough. And until I come up with a better adjective to describe how fucking awesome they were, I'll call their show Rocktastic. The two guys in the band are brothers named Joe and Phil. Joe and Paul. Sorry, Paul. Joe, keyboards, sax, vocals, is Harry Potter. He came on stage to sing during Save Ginny Wesley, Weasley. He calls himself the is Harry Potter year four, and Paul, guitar vox, is Harry year seven. So it's like weird because they're both kind of hairy. Okay, sorry, Jamie, I'm messing up your email here. Okay, filling in on the drums was George Weasley. Oh, and I can't forget the 8-year-old who came on stage to sing during Save Ginny Weasley. He calls himself Hungarian Hornet and apparently tours around singing his own Harry Potter songs. And I heard he even raps too. Wow. They were dressed up in the Gryffindor school ties and lightning bolt belts. Right before they started playing, they yelled to the crowd something like, "This show is about sticking it to the man. Do you know who the man is?" And the crowd replied, "Voldemort." He went on, "And the man is the one who keeps you from rocking. The man doesn't like dancing, so make sure you dance." They open with "Voldemort Can't Stop the Rock." She actually sent me some of these MP4s, but I didn't get a chance to convert them. The crowd, I'll admit, was mostly 12 to 13-year-olds, but the ages were scattered about. Some of the kids were so hardcore into it, screaming out all the words. Wow. One girl had a shirt for the Remus Lupins, another wizard band. Did you know there was a whole underground wizard rock genre? Harry and the Potters being the first band, of course. The rest of the show rocked. A lot.
Wow.
The HP guys kept going into the crowd, dancing around, letting everyone sing into the mic with them. After the show, they hung around, signed autographs, and chatted it up with everyone. I bought one of their CDs and got them to sign it. Picture attached to the CD. It's a little hard to read. I even had to ask one guy what he wrote. So here it is. Paul. "Rock will triumph over all evil. HP year 7. Joe, don't let the hand grab your pure heart of rock. Harry, you're 4. And then, I don't know this guy's name. "Party like you're one half werewolf, Bill Weasley."
God, that's terrific.
I mean, they're really into it.
I love these guys.
So, Jamie goes on to say, "Mitch and Dan, you're both definitely have to go see them when they come to the UK.
You better
which
believe
is
it.
Soon. You might be some of the oldest people there, but go anyway. Seriously. Sorry for the super long email."
You're excused.
Hello. Shit. I attached a couple of their older songs too, which I have a lot of pictures, but I lost my camera just this morning. Rock on, Jamie. P.S. Since I was a more kid-friendly concert, in the song "Cornelius Fudge is an Ass," they changed the lyrics to "Cornelius Fudge is a butthead." I thought that was funny. P.S. Mitch, didn't you and someone else record a song where you just read parts of the Harry Potter book? Okay, yeah. I just looked through my old NU podcast. Show 27, Mitch and Dan, Fire Dragon. And hey, you even talked about Harry and the Potters in that show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Man.
So yeah. Thanks, Jamie.
We got to go see them when they come to town.
I know. Seriously.
It's a date, Mitch.
Let's go.
Yeah.
For now, let's just play some more music. What do you say we play some... Speaking of old shows, we played a band called Daedalus a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we also played played a national. Let's do a doubleheader with some old songs, starting with Daedalus, finishing with the national.
The history doubleheader.
All right. See you guys.
Put it in a safe behind. behind a painting, lock it up and leave. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Whatever went away, I'll get it over now. I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Whatever went away, I'll get it over now. I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Better than before, we expected something more. We were always weird, but I never had to hold you by the edges like I do now. We were always weird, but I never had to hold you by the edges like I do now. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war.
That was neat.
Yeah. Hey, where'd all these people come from?
One more time.
You guys keep it down. Seriously, hey, we got a show going on.
Yeah, Renica's got to sleep in a little while. You guys are wasted, aren't you? Oh, man, just pick up the bottles when you're done, all right?
Cool. Seriously. Should we go away? Oh, hey.
What do you know?
So, the first band, Daedalus, was LA band. And then, do you know where the Nationals from? Weren't they back east? Oh, in your face,
Cut
Dan.
Me out.
My God. After all the shit I take from you,
I don't remember. It was only like four shows ago that we played them.
I mean, this was your idea to
play.
Well,
I know that song was recorded in France, Mitch. I know that much. Huh? Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You should go. Everyone should. It's worth checking out this website, blogothek.com. Blogothek with that Spanish lisp spelling.
Blogothek.
Blogothek.com. And there's some beautiful videos.
Por favor.
Homemade recordings with the National. Really gorgeous stuff.
It's not as cool as Hype Machine, though.
I don't think we should tell the listeners about Hype Machine. This should be our little secret. Just you and me.
Okay. Never mind.
Whatever you do, guys, don't check out Hype Machine.
Yeah, it's not. And there's nothing valuable about
there's
that website.
Nothing special to see there
at all.
But, nothing.
The Nationals from Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, told you they're from the East Coast.
You got me.
Told you.
You got me. Hey, speaking of people,
where's Philip Roebuck from?
Philip Roebuck's from New York. Originally, originally though, we already went over this. Try again, Mitch.
So
can we play our Skype voice?
Yeah.
We've got some winners.
We have a special, very special surprise for everybody this week. I don't know if I should give away what the secret is, or if I should just play it.
Just play it.
Okay. Hey, y'all are putting some dork bait out there. Rod Stewart, show 61 again. Rod Stewart had some solo singles, and then he joined as a singer in the Jeff Beck Group, and he sang on one album by the Jeff Beck Group. And the Faces were not tiny Faces, they were the Small Faces. And they were the Small Faces, I think, after Rod Stewart left. Or maybe before. They had another singer, and I can't think of the guy's name now, but the other singer did an album with Pete Townsend later on, and he died of, like, multiple sclerosis or something. But anyway, Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
And Ron Wood were both in the Faces, and Ron Wood, of course, went on to be in the Rolling Stones. And they both have the of same course. Haircut. And that, I'm eating some french fries. That is the Dork Report.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I made that mistake in the last show just to get him to call in.
Yeah.
So he was too juicy.
I know. He can't be on the money or else Lee the Dork won't call in.
I know. Man, thanks a lot, Lee.
The Dork Report. That was great. And then we also got another one from our buddy in Paris.
Daniel Weeby?
Daniel Weeby Johnson.
Weeby J.
Where is it? Let me get it. God, I'm so bad today. All right, here we go.
Yeah, sorry about that, dude. Sweet.
Uh-oh. Yell.
What? What? Oh, geez. Whoa. Oh. Yeah, I love it, but...
So yeah,
man, this song's ruined for me now. I mean, I thought she was more innocent. I thought the whole thing was a little more innocent. I thought it was just like,
I think that's the whole thing. That's what makes it fun.
Innocent fun.
Just that it's
maybe,
like,
maybe this is just a culture
thing. She sounds
thing.
All innocent, but she's totally dirty.
Maybe this is just a culture thing. You know, maybe this is just the difference between France and, well, us.
Or maybe that's just what Julian wants you to think that song's all about, and you're never really gonna know.
You're right. I'm at the whim of Julian's translation. Fancy. So, thanks, Julian. I appreciate the effort on that one. Yeah, smack it.
There.
Sweet.
That worked.
I guess we might not have another show for a little bit while this thing gets fixed and while your dad's in town. And
I know. I hope you guys can bear with me. More excuses for not doing shows every week. Here's what I'll do. Until I get the Motu back on, every week, how about this? Just from now on, if I ever can't do a show, I'll just post a song that I like.
Sounds good. It's a good little something in the middle.
As an attachment.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Because there's got to be something, right?
Just a little something to keep it going.
To keep it going. To keep the momentum. What do you guys think about that? More comments. We want more voice comments. But obviously the written ones are fantastic. And get some Flickr photos with the keyword Notes Underground on there. All one word. Anything else, Dan? Last parting words before we play the Red Walls?
No, I'm feeling a little quiet today. I think.
Yeah.
I'm a little tuckered out. Yeah. I might just take a nap.
It's almost time for bed.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
Yeah. I need my glass of milk and a cuddle with my cat.
Yeah. With Awesome.
With Awesome.
I met Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome's pretty awesome.
Did he get awesome all over your hands?
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Dude, have you seen my scars? Have I showed you my scars?
Yeah.
I look like I sleep on the street now.
Those scars are awesome.
My arms and hands are just covered with little tiny scratches.
Dan, you have to tell them what your roommate did for his 30th birthday.
Yeah. Last Saturday, we roasted a 50-kilo hog with it. It was beautiful. It was as big as me.
It wasn't that big, but
it was about
big.
As big as me. Okay, I weigh 80 kilos. So it's a little bit smaller.
It was
than
a
me.
Very, very large pig.
It was a large pig, and it was the best pork I
actually,
had
it wasn't
ever
a large pig, but it was a pig. It was like a medium-sized pig.
Yeah, and I think that's what made the whole exchange slightly dodgy, because when our friend went to get it, he had to meet the butcher guy out back at 6:30 in the morning in like this nameless alleyway, hand him cash, and then the butcher chucks this cleaned pig carcass over his shoulder and says thanks and closes the door. Because
people get baby pigs all the time.
Oh yeah, suckling pigs are easy, and normal pigs, which are as big as me, like 80 kilos, are easy too. But if you want something in the middle to feed like 50 people as opposed to 100 or 20. You know, something in the middle. It's a little bit harder. So I think we got this kind of weird runt of the litter pig, and this guy just put a little cash in his pocket by handing it over.
Sweet. So you're going to all get mad pig disease.
It was like a drug deal, but with pork. We're like, yeah, some sort of factory seconds kind of thing.
Well.
But that was beautiful. Did you get to taste any of the cracklin? You know that?
What's cracklin?
Cracklin is like what they, I don't know what they call it in the States, but it's what out here, it's like pork scratchings. It's like when you roast the pig, you slice the skin with a knife, and then the skin gets really crispy. And there's like the fat layer right underneath, and the fat fills into the skin, and then it gets really crispy and golden. You rub it all with salt and everything. And then you eat the skin. And I know it sounds disgusting, and really it is, but it is the most delicious thing. It's got bacon beat by miles.
Well, that was some of the best pork I'd ever had.
Yeah.
I don't think I got the cracklin, but I got the yummin.
The yummy sweet flavor.
Yeah.
Well, wait till I get my visa, man. We're going to roast one underground.
We'll do it.
We'll get to do the blind taste test.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last track of the night, The Red Walls. See you guys, everyone.
All right, bye. Everybody.